instructing us that we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, now when we have started this new year, we should keep in mind that it is God who has granted us this new year. It didn't just happen or came by itself, by the moving of planets and the sun, but this coming year, as well as every single day of our life, has been granted by God Almighty to us as a gift. And we should meditate today, especially what kind of is the good use of time. How should we spend this coming year in a manner how it is pleasing to God? Say, the first value, first thing we usually value for ourselves is time. We so often hope that we would have more time for ourselves. We are sad because of the busy schedule we have, both in home, in our jobs, or wherever we might spend our time. And we tend to think that things would be so much better if I only had a little bit more time in my hands. And why do we then appreciate this thing we call time so much? We should appreciate it because that means that we have time, no matter how busily we use that, is that we are alive. We are functioning in this world so that we might be used by God to serve Him well and be happy in the next life forever. So we should never think that God has given us time for our own usage so that we might build ourselves a nice house or riches or whatever we should desire and then enjoy it. No, we are Christians, we are Catholics, we have been given time from God in order to work for His glory and also for our and our family's salvation. All this work we do in the world and all the pleasures we tend to seek, they would truly be nothing, they would be valued nothing if we wouldn't have time to enjoy them. We have just had a Merry Christmas, thanks that we have time. We have been hopefully able to spend some peace and quiet for ourselves, maybe in the company of our loved ones. Maybe we have seen friends who we haven't seen for a while and have felt happiness. Or if we are off from work and we have a little bit more time in our hands to see our family, we have been feeling very happy, and hopefully, therefore, we have had a Merry Christmas. But if we did have a Merry Christmas, it was thanks to time, that we put ourselves some effort to prepare for ourselves a good and happy Christmas, that we worked a little bit more to prepare ourselves for this great feast, prepare ourselves and those we care about to spend some time with each other. And the most important preparation which a Catholic must put into usage in his life is that he prepares himself to one day meet his Father and his Creator, the God Almighty. If we should use our time badly, like unfortunately so many people in the world do, we would have realized that then we have truly wasted our time because we have not used our time as well as God has wanted us to use. And if we remember that in the future everlasting life, whether it's spent in heaven or whether it's spent in hell, time does not exist anymore. When our life on this earth ends, also time ends. Nothing remains but eternity, and that eternity is spent either as a saint among the blessedness of heavenly inhabitants or in the eternal punishment among those who are damned. And when we think about the starting of these problems in the world, we think about the first sin which men committed. They did not make use, good use of of the time which God has in His mercy granted to them. God created both men and the angels to be His servants, and so many angels and so many men have not appreciated this great gift, but instead they have so much wanted to work for themselves instead of God. Fortunately, there is a difference between the fall of the bad angels and that of Adam and Eve. And this difference is that to us men, God gave time to repent our sins. If we are alive on this earth, it means that we still have time. We still have time to reconcile ourselves with our heavenly Father. It is not so with the angels. God granted us mercy. He granted us time because He knew that Adam and Eve were not hardened in their sin. He wanted to show them mercy, and that's why He granted them time to repent, time which was denied of the evil angels. We people on this earth, we are truly much more fortunate compared to the fallen angels because we have been granted time to reconcile ourselves with our Heavenly Master. For those fallen angels, that has been permanently denied. And that's why even the fallen angels, they work tirelessly so that they could grab in with them to hell's torments as many souls as possible from this earth. Every grace which we ever achieve on this earth, every good deed which we do in this earth, it not only contributes to the saving of our souls and gaining more graces, it also adds our glory in heaven. We can truly may not only use our time well, but even gain interest in the usage of our time on earth, so that we might be even more glorious in heaven. Any time which is used against this goal, against us going to heaven, is truly time wasted. Time truly is short. How often we use the expression "time flies," and how often we realize that we truly have short time to live. We think about the hour when we might die, and have we used that time well? But truly, it is only God who knows our last end. It is only God who knows when our time is up, when we have to face Him and be responsible and make account of all the time which we have spent on this earth. So sometimes we worry ourselves too much about how we have been acting in the past, or we worry ourselves too much if we have time and chance to do enough good in our future. So we cannot affect the past, or know at least for certainty what the future holds for us. But it is the present time which truly flies and which is gone before you know it. And it is this present time, the time right now, which we must grab to ourselves and use in a manner which God wants us to use it. So, dear faithful, on this first day of this started year, use the present time which you have rather than concentrate too much to the future. And so often we make New Year's resolution that we pledge ourselves that this year I will do this or that, or this year I will get rid of this and that bad habit. And these are good resolutions to make. But today, think most definitely that you will use your present time well. You will start to make yourself a useful tool for God right here and now. Don't make plans which you might not be able to keep, but grab the time when you still possess it, because tomorrow it will be gone forever. And if you think about your past life, how you have spent your life, do not be overly concerned about that one either. Have you ever caught yourself wishing that wouldn't it be so great to be young again and have all this time in front of me and make very different decisions now than I made back then? If you ever grieve over your lost youth, it might be a sign that maybe you have not used your time as well as you now wished you had. Therefore, make good use of this promise of today that you truly own only the time which you have here, right here and now, and pledge yourself to use that time very well in working for God's kingdom. You can never regain the past and you cannot affect the future, but you can use well the time which you have right here and now. So when you use your present time well, and you truly gain that graces to win heaven in the future life. And if you will not use the present time well, it will disappear to the ocean of past as well as something which we might grieve afterwards. It is the mystery and happy message of Christmas that God Almighty was born in time, so that we who are still struggling here on earth to gain heaven, we might truly not fall into despair, but we might every second, every hour, and every day and year use well in his service, because his birth has truly shown us that he has not forgotten us, but will one day raise us to eternal glory, where all the sorrows and sins have disappeared, and where time truly exists no more, neither to be grieved for or something to expect for. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.